6.8. A.
My nephew, Sasha, is absolutely obsessed with Lego. He's 9 years old now, but he's been crazy about Lego since he was, since he was about 3 or 4 years old, and he is so good at assembling the things that he makes. He never asks for help. He never has done. What he does is he just reads the instructions and then he does it himself. When he wrote his letter to Santa this year, he just put Lego, Lego, and more Lego. Then a couple of days after Christmas, his parents, that's my brother and my sister-in-law, had a lunch party and a load of people came with kids, kids who were friends of his, and he just refused to come out of his room and he wouldn't play with them because all he wanted to do was carry on making one of the Lego sets he got for Christmas. I've never seen a kid quite so obsessed and for such a long time with one particular toy.
B.
My sister-in-law, Miriam, she's really into baking. She has a very demanding job. She's a surgeon, but she spends loads of her time baking. I think she's got every single cookery book, or baking book, that's in print. And in her kitchen, she has a million and one different cake tins and equipment. I have to say, she's incredibly good. Makes the most amazing cakes, biscuits, whatever. But the weird thing is, as far as I'm concerned, is that she doesn't really like eating what she makes. In fact, I don't think she has a sweet tooth. Very weird.
C.
So my partner Miguel is totally obsessed with his health, you know, absolutely obsessed, and it drives me up the wall. He's always talking about how he feels and taking his blood pressure on this wee machine he's got for it and how everything he's eaten has affected his body. And like, he talks about how many times he's been to the loo. I mean, seriously. And he also takes all these, you know, like vitamins, you know, supplements and stuff. Like, the fridge is full of them. I wouldn't exactly say he was a hypochondriac because he doesn't often go to the doctor, but I do think it's an obsession. And nothing makes him happier than sitting down with a lovely herbal tea and a mate and going on and on about his health problems. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, there's actually nothing wrong with him. He's like the healthiest person you've ever met. So it's quite a joke, really.
D.
I've got a Polish friend called Dagmara who has a bit of an obsession with cats. She's got this small plot of land with like a shed near where she lives, and she's got about 40 cats there, which she goes and feeds every day, and they've all got names. And she's always rescuing new cats she finds all over the place and taking them there. She also has two or three that live in her flat, and she even used to have one that lived in her office, but I think it died. And everything in a house, like mugs, towels, crockery, all of it has got something to do with cats. And like, she's so normal in about every other way, but she does have a thing about cats. It's kind of weird.
E.
A mate of mine, well, his girlfriend, Sylvia, really likes, actually, I think it's fair to say she's obsessed with Disney, anything Disney, the films. She collects the films themselves and as much merchandising as she can. She has dolls from the films, small toys and anything she can find. She even wears clothes and the clothes have pictures of Disney characters all over them. Right now, it's getting a bit out of hand because she doesn't have a very big flat and there's Disney stuff everywhere and it takes up all the room. There's toys all over her bed. Her boyfriend's getting a bit fed up with the whole thing, and I can't say I blame him.